Welcome back to the Western Bowhunter Podcast with your host, South Cox of Stalker Stick Bows.
Welcome back to the Western Bowhunter Podcast. This is South Cox, and I have got Dave Darling on the phone with me today. He is the owner of Kalamazoo Bow Works, lives there in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and most importantly for this conversation is the, the owner of the Kalamazoo Traditional Bowhunting Expo, but I guess more the manager, operations, etc., huh?
Yeah, kind of like that, you know. Yeah, you own it, you operate it.
Wear all the hats.
Promoter, you know, yeah, all the hats.
Right. Good deal. All right, well, I've been, I can't remember the first time that I came out for one. It was many years ago. You just picked up the ownership of it. What was it, last year, is that correct? So you ran the last show?
Yep, it was after, I bought it from Bob right after the 2022 show.
So okay.
23 was my first, and this will be the second.
Yeah. So, yeah, 2023 went really well. I was very pleased. It had a good turnout. It's always somewhat contingent upon how the weather is as far as people driving in from surrounding states. And last year, yep, got a little bit of snow, but it wasn't bad. There's no ice storms or anything like that. And we will we'll pray for more of that same weather.
Man, I'm hoping so. We're right now, we've been kind of a little bit, we were snowless from October 31st. We got snow on Halloween, and then we went like 2 months without snow, and then we started getting snow a couple days ago. And now we've had, and we've only got like 2 or 3 inches right now, but it's forecasted for a few more over the next couple of days, and then like single-digit temperatures next week. So.
Oy,
yeah, hopefully it milds up a little bit, here in the week of Expo, and we can get rid of some of the snow and we don't get hammered with a bunch more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, we're 2 weeks from today from when I pull out of my driveway and start driving your direction there. I've got, I think, a 16-hour yep drive, so quite a poke. So, hey, why don't you give us the rundown, kind of, because I know you changed up, added some things, so why don't you, for the guys that haven't attended before, or even, you know, with the changes that you've made for this coming year, fill everybody in on what they can expect to see this year.
So this year, the biggest change that we did, obviously it's still the Traditional Bowhunters Expo, but one change we did is we actually partnered with Kevin Bishop and the Traditional Classic Archery Trade Show, which is his own show, which is kind of a trading blanket of sorts. So that'll be Friday morning from 8:30 to 1:30. Before our show opens. It'll be, and if you've ever been to the show, it'll be in the test range where you're able to go and shoot bows and whatnot. But for that, and if anybody's interested, I'm sure there's still tables available for with Kevin, but it's like $40 a table or something like that. I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't recall what his price per table is, but it's strictly for used and vintage equipment. So, you know, if you've got a pile of bows that you're looking to get rid of, you know, spend $40 on a table and try and turn them over, and then hey, you got a pocket full of cash to walk into the expo with and maybe buy a new Stalker or a new Kalamazoo Bow Works or, you know, whatever bow fits your fancy. But you know, that's kind of the whole idea with it. We wanted, and Kevin and I have been talking about it since I bought the expo 2 years ago, something that he wanted to do, and I really thought that it was a great idea, and it was just trying to make it work for everybody, because
sure,
you know, you don't want to step on vendors' toes. But at the same time, it gives other, you know, gives people an opportunity to make it more of a full weekend event. You know, come in on Thursday, you know, and, you know, stay in a hotel or whatever, and then Friday morning, straight through to Sunday, it's nothing but traditional bow hunting. And figured it was one of those things. We added an extra seminar on Friday afternoon. We did change the show hours on Friday. This year it'll be 2 p.m. till 7 p.m. So we gave it an extra hour in the end of the day for people getting off work or, you know, showing up late. Other than that, not a lot's changed. for the majority of the expo itself. I know a lot of people, there are some people that are disappointed. We've decided this year that instead of having Lonnie Collins with Recycled Recurves handle, he's not going to be handling the bulk consignment area during the show. We're going to handle that ourselves. So we made some changes there in how that's going to operate. I think it'll increase security and help. I think it's just a little bit more transparent. And so if you want to bring a bow and you don't want to, you know, a bow to sell and don't want to do the TCATS thing, you can bring a bow, consign it with us. It's $5 per bow. We don't accept tips. That's the biggest change. Lonnie would do it for free, but there's kind of always an expectation of a tip if your bow sold. We don't want tips, and there'll be a few other things that if you want to consign with us, you know, we'll explain everything to you. But I really just trying to make it as transparent and honest as possible for everybody. So that's the only other like huge change. We got a great lineup of speakers this year. I've got Gene Hopkins talking about the kind of our heritage and where we came from as traditional bow hunters, like through the years. And he's doing that one on Friday afternoon at, I believe, 4:30. We have it scheduled. I have Dick and Yote Robertson. They're going to be like our big speakers, talking on, essentially bow hunting the world, from the hunting doll sheep and moose and bears in Alaska and grizzlies in Russia. Wow. To you know, to all their exploits in Montana and, you know, across the, you know, lower 48 as well and in Canada.
Might have to shut my booth down for that one.
Right. Also the big positive on that, kind of the bonus is that Dick is going to be there. So Robertson's stick bow is going to be there as well.
Good deal.
And Robertson hasn't been a vendor there for, I think, 10 years. So,
yeah.
You know, for those of you that are kind of new to the game, Robertson is one of the, he's been building bows for 45 years now. And he is, to me, that's the pinnacle for me. If I can get to Robertson status, I'll have made a name for myself as a bowyer. That's my benchmark.
Yeah.
Dick and Yote, and then Yana will be there as well in the booth with them. Mike Yancey is going to be covering his Spiral Slam in Africa. So he took all the Spiral Horned Plains game with a softball. And I believe he's the first person to do that, like first non-native person to do that, you know, since they opened that, you know, opened the hunting there. And then Vince Smith from Molson Windbows is going to be doing a demonstration, a seminar, kind of a first kind of talk you through snakeskin in a bow, and then actually doing a live demonstration in the seminar room of how to snakeskin, how he snakeskins bows. So I think it's a pretty good speaker lineup, and it should be good.
Good deal. Good deal. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of people to come listen to. In addition to being able to look at a lot of the top bowyers and accessory providers there for the traditional archery industry.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. My numbers are actually about the same as far as vendors as last year, but I feel like I'm a little bit light. I do have a couple of new bowyers coming. I got Hurst Bows out of Montana. He's going to be there. 4G Bows, who's another local Kalamazoo guy, he's going to have a booth there. I haven't seen any of his bows, but he's excited to be there. Trying to think. I've got a handful of other new vendors. I think we might have one non-hunting hunting related vendor. I think we got a popcorn vendor. It's a very distinct possibility. She makes confectionery popcorn,
gourmet stuff,
gourmet popcorn, and then jams and jellies. So, and they're top notch. So,
right on.
Hopefully, she decides to pull the trigger on that. Asbel Wool is going to be back this year.
Great, good deal.
We missed them sadly last year with G Fred's passing, but Teresa was able to get some help to help run the booth, and she's excited to be back as well. So.
Good deal. So a couple of things there, a PSA from a Boyer's standpoint. I'd recommend if you're coming to the show as a participant there, and you're able to go. The cool thing about this show is that, well, most of the traditional archery shows, you can do this also, but it provides you the opportunity to go and grab, you know, bows from a myriad of different Boyers there and take them out to the test range and shoot them. It would be beneficial from your own standpoint, I'm talking to the person who's shooting, if you bring your own tab or glove and then, you know, arrows that you have that are spined for kind of the draw weight that you like to shoot. Most of the Boyers have some arrows in their booth there, but not always. And then a lot of times by the end of the week there, there's a lot of broken nocks, torn off fletchings, you know, points that got pulled out in the targets and stuff. And so yep. like, you know, and then if you like Saturday, if you're shooting, it's a lot of times there'll be bows on the rack that you want to shoot, but all the arrows that the Boyer has are out at the shooting range. And so then you're just having to stand there and wait, you know, to shoot a bow because the Boyer is out of arrows. And I can,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Speaking from experience, I can say that that happened, you know, a number of times where people are just standing there waiting when, you know, they could be out there shooting. So if you bring your own glove and, or tab and arrows there, you'll get a, you know, opportunity to shoot a lot more than if you're, you know, counting on the Boyer to supply them there.
Yep.
And then circling back to the blanket trade, the pre kickoff there of the you know, where you can buy the table. If people want to get a table, how do they contact Kevin?
Kevin's contact info. Give me 2 seconds. I'll pull it up. One thing I did want to mention. We were talking about the practice range or shooting range area. That was like one of the only complaints I had last year, was just how long the line was. So this year the plan is we're going to add at least 2 more targets. We're hoping to get maybe 3 more in there to try and get people through a little bit quicker. And then the other cool thing is Bonafide is officially sponsoring that, and you will be able to, if you want to buy one of the targets from the practice range, there will be a price on it. You just go up to Bonafide, pay them for it, and then at the end of the show on Sunday, you can walk away with it. So,
all right,
it'll be a nice discount on a, you know, on a target. It's going to be used, but it's, you know, it's not terrible. So,
right, yeah, they're just being shot with field points. They're not getting tore up by broadheads.
Correct. So, Kevin's contact info, the phone number is 502-641-2710. That would probably be the best way to call or text him. And, so there's, like I said, I'm sure there's not really a cap on the tables because the room's so big. We can, you know, we can adjust, you know, however many tables we need to get in there.
So, follow-up question on that with Kevin, or with, you know, what you're, limiting the stuff to there. Now, you said vintage archery equipment. Does that mean that it is all kind of retro stuff, or is it, you know, if somebody's got some ILF limbs and, you know, aluminum risers, they can bring that in as well? Is it just like you're trying to just make this just used equipment, or is it specifically need to be vintage?
Nope, it's just used equipment. I mean, you know, Kevin is really into the vintage thing, and, you know, a lot of the guys, there'll be some familiar faces there that you'll see, that, you know, guys that just deal almost exclusively in the vintage stuff. You'll see lots of the 60s and 70s bears. But, you know, if you've got a pile of bows that, you know, like you had a shoulder injury and you can't shoot, you know, whatever weight anymore, or you've transitioned from right to left-handed and you've got 6 bows you want to get rid of, you know, $40 table at Kevin's, and then you can, you know, if you got any extra tree stands, if you have camouflage, if you have, you know, a magazine collection. I mean, some guys have been collecting traditional bowhunter magazines since, you know, its inception, and they're like, oh, you know, I love these things, but it's really taking up a lot of space, and I'm trying to downsize.
Sure.
It's a good place to try and move that.
Okay, so it's not limited to just bows. You can, anything related to hunting, you can haul in there.
Yep, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. Well, I've got a bunch of camouflage there that I may haul out there to dump off there. So I'll just have to see how much room I have left in my truck once I get my booth stuff loaded up.
Right.
Yeah, well, good deal. All right. Well, is there anything else? So it runs from Friday at 2 o'clock is the main portion of it, unless you want to show up at 8 on Friday morning there. Was it 8 o'clock Friday morning?
8:30.
Okay. Yeah. To start, yep. To check out the used section there. And then so Friday at 2 through Sunday at what time?
Noon.
Noon. Okay.
Sunday's runtime is 9 to noon. Saturday is 9 to 5, 2 to 7 on Friday. And, of course, that's the 26th, 27th, and 28th of
Perfect.
January.
Yep, last weekend in January. Good deal. All right. Well, I am looking forward to getting out there. I had a blast last year. It was really a fun event there. And with nothing else going on in the winter, except for maybe some indoor, you know, winter leagues and stuff, it is really great opportunity for people to get out there, try out a bunch of different bows if you're looking for something for next year, and then you know, put your hands on a bunch of different Boyer's bows there and see what works for you. Start that,
yep.
You know, that dream list there, or maybe walk out with one that day.
Right, and you know, if you're on the fence about ordering a bow, honestly, for people that are looking to order a new bow, this show is the time to do it, because, like, I don't know about you, South, but, you know, my lead time is, you know, 6 to 8 months, maybe a little bit further out than that. And if you want to order a bow for hunting season, January is the time to do it. If you wait till the summer season, you're going to be, you know, getting it around the time Kalamazoo's rolling around. So
right. You know, another thing, too, is, you know, I know myself, I offer a lot of different grip options, and you know, if you've decided on which bow model you want, but you're unsure of which grip option that you want, this is a great opportunity for that. And there's, you know, most of the Boyers offer multiple grip options. So it's a great opportunity to come in and kind of check out, you know, which one works for you. You might find that, hey, I really like this bow, but, you know, this grip that they offer works better for me than this one. And this gives you a chance to, you know, put your hands on them instead of just trying to look at an image on a website there and figure out if that's the one that's going to work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it gives us a better idea, you know, of what you're looking for as well. So,
yep.
You know.
Sure thing. Good deal. All right. Well, 2 weeks, I'll be heading your direction, and a couple more days after that, and I'll be saying hi. So I look forward to seeing you again.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you too, man. Travel safe, and it was fun chatting with you.
Sure thing. Yep. Thanks for your time, Dave.
Yep. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
If you have a question, topic, or guest that you'd like to hear about, log on to iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Rate the podcast, and in the review, leave your question, topic, or guest suggestion. Any questions posted will be answered at the beginning of the next recorded podcast. Topics and guest suggestions will be considered and pursued. Additionally, the rating will help the podcast grow. You can further support the podcast by logging on to the Stalker Stickbows website and purchasing a Western Bowhunter podcast t-shirt or window sticker from the Stalker store. Thanks for your support. Memories of time spent away, vanished.